Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the Word of God. This magnificent book that we can go to get everything we need. You have provided everything in this book. All we got to do is believe this book and act on this book and take away from the enemy by force what belongs to us. Now, Father, thank you. As we talk about some of these mighty things that you did in Matthew chapter 8, Lord, let those things come to us as a realization that these are for us today and they can work for us. All we got to do is believe. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for the Word of God today as it goes forth. And may you use your Word mightily to get people saved, healed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 8, there's some great stories in here, and some of this information is just so awesome. In Matthew chapter 8, starting out, there is a great multitude following Jesus, and one of them is a leper. And this leper comes out and worships him. Now, that is the very first thing that anybody that needs to be healed of anything needs to learn to do. You need to learn to worship the King. Saying, Lord. Now, this man, as he come out, he didn't know what God's will was in the circumstances of leprosy. And, of course, this is what's wrong with us today. We don't know what God's will is. But he's wrote a last will and testament and told us what his will is. And this man, this leper, worshiped, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, he knew that Jesus was able to do that. But he wasn't sure that he would. He knew he could, but he didn't know he would. And so Jesus had to change this man's doctrine, because the first thing Jesus did after this leper came and worshiped him is Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. In other words, I am willing. The man did just said, if you will, or if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus said, I will, or I am willing. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And it says, Jesus told him, you know, see that you tell no man, but go your way. Show yourself to the priests and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now then, this is a tremendous healing thing. Jesus just healed a man with an incurable disease called leprosy. Now, he's the same, Hebrews 13:8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So we have to believe by faith to receive these things today. When we believe, it happens. Now then, let's look at another great story here about the faith of a centurion. It says in verse 5, says when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Now look at there. He is willing to come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But if you will speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. Now you talk about a man with faith. This man had faith. He said, all the Lord needs to do is speak the word only, and his servant shall be healed. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled, and he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. And I say unto you, that as he's talking about things that are going to happen there, Jesus said in verse 13, he said to the centurion after he said, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in all Israel. In verse 13, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Now, there is a tremendous little principle, spiritual law right there that's so easy to miss. Look at what Jesus said in verse 13. Go thy way as you have believed. So be it done unto you. In other words, whatever you believe he can do, that's what he will be able to do. If you don't believe he can heal, if you don't believe he'll deliver, if you don't believe he'll do these things, He will not do them for you. Because he said, as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. And it says, and the servant was healed that very same hour. Now then, isn't that amazing? That this man believed that Jesus could heal this boy that had palsy. And when he, as Jesus told him, because of your great faith, and as you have believed, it shall be done unto you. And of course, the young man was healed. What's Jesus looking for? He's looking for faith. Let's start believing these promises in God's word and start seeing the King do great and mighty things. There's no use for us to live far below what the King has provided for us. He's provided everything in this book. Read it. Study it. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to let the devil beat upon you. You don't have to sin anymore. It's all a choice now. After what Jesus did for you and me on the cross, he has healed us on the cross. He's bore our sickness on the cross. He bore our sin on the cross. He bore our pain on the cross. He did everything for us on the cross and then in turn and gave it to us as a free gift. Salvation is yours. It's a free gift. Healing is yours. It's a free gift. You have to receive it by faith. And when you do, you'll have to definitely kick the enemy out of your life, because that devil, he don't want you to walk free of pain and sickness and disease. He wants to keep you sick and afflicted and tormented. But as we go on here, after this centurion's servant was healed, Jesus went into Peter's house. And this is for Peter. This is before Peter had the great faith. Later, Peter had the faith to do this himself. But right now, Peter don't have this faith because he's not walked with the Lord long enough, and he does not know the promises. But Jesus was coming to Peter's house, and he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And after he saw her laid and sick with that fever, Jesus went over and touched her, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, isn't that amazing? All he did was touch her in faith, and that devil left her, that sickness left, her pain, her fever, everything was gone, and the woman was healed. And verse 16 and 17, there's two mighty, awesome, awesome promises here in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. When you look at Matthew 8, 16 and 17, you see some wonderful statements. And Matthew 8, 16 says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed, or people that were demonized with devils or demons. And he, Jesus, cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, what did he do first? He cast out the spirits with his word and then healed all that were sick. That it, verse 17 says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now then, I want you to think about this. If Jesus had the power to cast out devils and to heal the sick, and he commanded us to do the same thing as his children, why is it that we don't believe this? I believe that the church, praise God for those that do believe. There are many that do believe, but there's many in the church that were like I was most of my life. The devil had blinded my mind to these wonderful principles that belong to me. And all I got to do is go out, and of course, number one, you need to make sure that the people's sins are repented of. They are confessed and repented of. Because when I first started in this business of healing people in the name of Jesus, when I would run into people I couldn't get healed, I could not understand why it would work one time and it wouldn't work another time. And then the Lord began to reveal to me that there was sin still left in their life. And when I began to get those sins repented of and get people to repent, it became very, very easy at that point to get people healed, or much more so than it ever had before. But I will have to say, if you want to really have great results in healing, in a healing ministry, the first thing you got to do is teach people what sin is, and they must stop sinning. People don't realize that, you know, when they're lying, cheating, when they're taking the Lord's name in vain, they may be saying GD this and GD this, or Jesus this or Jesus that, And they're all using the word loosely, and they're not using it to bring glory and honor to God. Taking the Lord's name in vain, the Lord clearly told us that sin would not go unpunished. I am completely convinced that many a person that have used the Lord's name in vain so many times, it opened the door so wide to the devil that finally the devil come by and saw it, and he come in and begin to torment them. And the door, the open door, was using the name of the Lord in vain. As they were taking and profaning his name, it opened the door to the devil, and the devil come in and begin to do awesome things, even to the point to make them sick and put a stroke on them or whatever and kill them. Because the Lord said these things would happen to people. Now, the secret of this is don't sin. But people are going to sin because they don't know. So the thing about it is teach people that they must stop sinning. That's what Paul said all throughout his epistles. Don't sin. Shall we sin so that grace may abound? God forbid. How can we that are dead to sin therein sin any longer? So get over the fact that you used to be an old wicked sinner. You're now the righteousness of God in Christ. Start acting like the righteousness of God in Christ. If you have sinned and you have opened the door to the devil and he does come upon you and make you sick and afflict you, then repent of your sins. When you repent of those sins, then after you've repented, then drive out the enemy, the devil that came in to torment you. Take the word of God and scriptures like Luke 10:19-20 that guarantees you have power and authority over the devil and that he has to be subject to you, or scriptures like Mark 16:17-18 where Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow those that believe, in my name you shall drive out devils." So the thing about it is you take those scriptures after you've repented and you drive out the devil. You do it just exactly like Paul did. You command that beast to leave in the name of Jesus, and he has to leave. Immediately he has to leave. Kick him out in Jesus' name. After you've kicked him out, then ask the Father in Jesus' name, lay your own hands on yourself and tell yourself, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Just like Jesus did in Matthew 8:16, he healed, he took his word, and he cast out the devils, and he healed all that was sick. And he did this, he said, to fulfill what was written by Isaiah the prophet in verse 17, himself, Jesus, he bore our sickness and removed our disease. So if Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease in verse 17, that saying that it might be fulfilled by this prophet Isaiah, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. If Jesus bore those sicknesses, are not any use in you and me and him having it. So receive what's already been given to you from the Son of God. Now we'd invite you to call us at 940-242-2106 for free and postpaid audio and video and CDs of these teachings. Or you can go to our website and see where our healing schools are held. We see many people miraculously healed. It's at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order tapes or listen to these teachings over again because they're on the web. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and remember, Jesus is Lord.